Whatever else these designer ghosts say, she blocks it out, the lift ascending miraculously, without intermediate stops, to the fifth floor. Case pops out into a pale light, slanting in through much glass. Fewer lunching shoppers than she remembers, but no clothing on this floor, save on people's backs and in their glossy carrier bags. The swelling can subside here. She pauses by a meat counter, eyeing roasts illuminated like newly minted media faces, and probably of a biologic purity she herself could never hope to attain. Animals raised on a diet more stringent than the one propounded in interviews by Stone Street's wife. At the bar, a few Euro males of the dark-suited sort stand smoking their eternal cigarettes. She bellies up, catching the barman's eye.
"Time out?" he inquires, frowning slightly.
Brutally cropped, he regards her from the depths of massive, mask-like Italian spectacles. The black-framed glasses remind her of emoticons, those snippets of play-school emotional code cobbled up from keyboard symbols to produce sideways cartoon faces. You could do his glasses with an 8, hyphen for his nose, the mouth a left slash.
"I'm sorry?"
"Time out, the weekly. You are on a panel, ICA.
Institute for Contemporary Arts, last time she'd been here, with a woman from a provincial university, lecturer in the taxonomy of trademarking. Rain falling thinly on the mall, the audience smelling of damp wool and cigarettes. She'd accept it because she could stay a few days with Damien. He'd bought the house where he'd rented for several years, fruit of a series of Scandinavian car commercials. She'd forgotten the blurb in Time Out, one of those Cool Hunter things.
"You follow the footage?"
His eyes narrowing within their brackets of black Italian plastic. Damien maintains, half-seriously, that followers of the footage comprise the first true Freemasonry of the new century.
"Were you there?"
Case asks, jostled out of herself by this abrupt violation of context. She's not by any means a celebrity. Being recognized by strangers isn't part of her ordinary experience, but the footage has a way of cutting across boundaries, transgressing the accustomed order of things.